Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Padella, P-A-D-E-L-L-A, first name Hector, H-E-C-T-O-R, date of birth August 10th, 1970, date of evaluation April 20, 2023. The referring physician, Dr. Theodore Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. The chief complaint, 52-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for left shoulder surgery. The HBI. The patient has noted is a 52-year-old male who reports an episode of fall from a forum on July 2019, period. He subsequently developed pain, period. He stated that he had not been evaluated by the medical system until he obtained an attorney, period. He was first evaluated in August of 2020, period, at which time he was placed on leave, period. In the interim, he continued with sharp, burning, constant pain involving the left shoulder, period. Pain is typically 8/10, period. It is improved with painkillers, period. It is worsened with activities, period. He has associated tingling in the extremity, period. Had been evaluated, and it was felt that he would require arthroscopy with lysis of adhesion, with manipulation under anesthesia, possible bicep tenotomy, possible subacromial decompression, or excision of distal clavicle, period. The patient denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. His past medical history includes 1, pneumonia, next number diabetes type 2, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, he had a respiratory infection approximately 3 weeks ago, period. Past surgical history, left knee surgery, status post job accident, medications, omeprazole 20 milligrams one daily, albuterol PRN, metformin 1,000 milligrams, 1 BID, glipizide 5 milligrams, take 3 BID, gabapentin, 300 milligrams PRN, Jardiance 25 milligrams, half daily, ofloxacin 0.3% BID, losartan 100 milligrams 1 daily, atorvastatin 1 daily, hydromorphone 2 milligrams PRN, benzonatase 100 milligrams PRN. The allergies, none on drug allergies, family history, father had diabetes, mother also had diabetes, social history, he is a prior smoker, he notes occasional marijuana use, he notes alcohol use. Review of systems, unconstitutional, unremarkable ears. He has pain in the left ear. He has episodes of sneezing. Neck, he has stiffness, decreased range of motion, and pain. Respiratory, he has asthma, cough, and dyspnea on exertion. Cardiac, unremarkable, gastrointestinal. He has nausea, vomiting, heartburn, and antacid use. He further reports constipation. Genitourinary, he has frequency, urgency, and hesitancy. Neurologic, he has headache and dizziness. Psychiatric, he reports nervousness and insomnia. Endocrine, he reports heat and cold intolerance. Revealed symptoms otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 151/71, pulse 98, respiratory rate 16, height 68 inches, weight 207 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam, left shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion, period. There is tenderness on all passive motion exercise, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 85 beats per minute. There is leftward axis, period. Non-specific T-wave change is noted, period. The impression, this is a 52-year-old male with multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease, to include diabetes, hypertension, and hypercholesterolemia, period. He has had a recent URI, which has not resolved, period. The patient is noted to have had a left shoulder industrial injury dating to July of 2019, period. He is now scheduled for surgery, period. His blood pressure is noted to be mildly elevated, period. In addition, his glucose is noted to be mild to moderately elevated, period. His point of care glucose is noted to be 237, period. As such, he has multiple significant systemic problems, which certainly increases his perioperative risk, period. However, patient is felt to be stable, period. He is felt to the low risk for a perioperative cardiac event, period. He is therefore cleared for his procedure, period. Recommendation, may proceed as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.